Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Oh, we're just singing along with these Christmas songs. I mean, it's wonderful to have Christmas around us at least one time of the year. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Call to Freedom.
Yes, we had such a good time when Dana was in town with us.
Oh, yes.
This is Kimberly with Barbara.
Yes.
And when Dana came in to visit, we would be in the car together and just harmonizing and singing. That was really fun.
It was beautiful. Yes, it was really a fun time of remembering all those years on the road. And you and Dana could harmonize when you were little girls. And I've played those songs for our wonderful power partners and listeners many times. And you just did such a good job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm just grateful for the gift that the Lord gave us.
Yes.
We have all been given gifts, and that was the one that we were given. And there are other things we can't do very well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't ask me to play racquetball. I don't have that gift.
Well, we did once. I remember in Greeley, I was exhausted.
It's not our gift.
No, it is not our gift. No, we've tried just about everything, but no, not anymore. Oh, so glad to have you join us today. We're getting so ready for the wonderful celebrations that'll be going on for the next 2 weeks and then into a brand new year, a year that has never been before. And I'm praying that God will give you the strength and the imagination and the fortitude to go through next year as you did this year. Remember, you're here. And I praise God for that. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. All glory to God for the gift of Jesus. Praise to God for the joy of serving him. Oh, that's true. And thanks to God for the hope of seeing him again soon. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to donate to, when you donate to Call, I'll say when, not if. When you donate to Call to Freedom in the month of December, you will receive a 2026 calendar. It's called Motivations, and I know some of you have really remarked about the beautiful pictures and the printing on the phrases and the quotes on those pictures. So if you would like a 2026 calendar, you can give to Call to Freedom by writing a check or a money order to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. And if you would like to go online, when you do give your donation online, there is a place where you can give your name and address. And if you could do that, or if you can't find that place, email us at Barbara at freedomstreet.org, Kimberly@freedomstreet.org, or hello@freedomstreet.org, and leave your name and address. And I will be so happy to send you a calendar with your receipt in January.
Yes. And let's not forget, we have a Christmas party coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
2 days away.
That's right. And if you don't come, we will just enjoy all the gifts.
We ended up getting some gifts that we could exchange with others, or that we would enjoy keeping ourselves.
That's right. We went shopping. We got more than we needed, and it was so much fun. But we do have fun just collecting those kinds of things. So if you would like to come on Saturday, brunch is at 9:30 at the restaurant. If you would like to come, call me again at 1-877-917-7256. And the meeting then starts at 11 o'clock. great singing. Kimberly's going to be at the piano singing some songs, and we're going to have Christmas carols and a study. I do not know what the study's going to be.
Well, I was just going to bring that up.
Okay.
Because we've got a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
And maybe we'll be talking about that on Saturday again.
That's good, because I'm not the mathematician. I do not have that math mentality
well,
that you have.
Well, it's not all math.
But it is. It is the logistics of that, where you are so familiar with that kind of thinking. And I am getting, folks, I'm old school, so I'm listening to my daughter and I am learning new things. I'm getting my thoughts out of the box that I've been in for so many years. Well, it's got to be this way and it can't be any other way. Well, I am understanding that there are different ways that the Lord is communicating with us now, Kimberly. And Holy Spirit is pouring out so much revelation and wisdom and understanding on the body of Jesus Christ that we need to be very cognizant of that and willing to cooperate with Him and get out of the rules and the religion and all the laws into a newness, a newness in Christ.
I am so thankful for the experience of homeschooling my kids. All four of them had such different personalities, and they had different learning styles. And I had developed a certain teaching style as a teacher over the years before I ever had children. And when I was presented with four very different personalities and different ways of learning, I learned how to be more flexible in my teaching style. Mm-hmm. I had to be more flexible with my teaching and just say, well, okay, that one didn't make sense to this child. Mm-hmm. Let's try another approach. And, you know, some of us hear words and we learn the best through words. Others learn really well through numbers.
Yes.
Some need to have their hands on and have a hands-on activity that they're doing, even doodling, taking notes, scribbling, doing something while you're listening keeps the brain awake.
That's
I know
right,
one of my kids had to sit on one of those exercise balls and just be bouncing up and down. As long as he was moving, his brain would still be able to function. But as soon as he sat still, he would just almost fall asleep, but just check out, you know, and be staring off into space. And so there are a lot of different ways that the Holy Spirit helps us learn.
Yes.
Helps us have revelation. We were talking about revelation. We're in the book of Revelation for this last month of the year.
Yes.
And how revelation has that word apocalypse. Apo means lift. Kalupsis is the veil. It means to uncover what is hidden. It's not a scary term.
Nope.
We're just uncovering that which is hidden. And there are so many aspects of Jesus, so much about his character that is hidden, and it's coming to life for us. Mm-hmm. And, well, in I'm just going to go to Revelation 1, verse 8. I think we left off kind of close to that yesterday, where it says, I am the Aleph and the Tav. I am the Alpha and Omega.
And we're reading from the Passion.
Yes.
Yes.
Alpha and Omega are what some of the translations say. That's the Greek letters. First letter of the Greek alphabet, last letter is Alpha and Omega. But this is now in the Hebrew. I am the Aleph and the Tav. So that's the first letter and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the beginning and the end. When Jesus says, I am the Aleph and the Tav, when he says, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, it's not just a colorful way of saying that I'm the beginning and the end.
That he's been forever and will be forever.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us in the religious community have just taken the beginning and the end, and okay, that's it, and I've learned all I need to learn. Well, when you get into the Hebrew, hello, there's a whole
that's
new
so
concept.
Beautiful.
I know.
Right.
But many of us don't get into the Hebrew. So, Kimberly, I am so happy that you can explain some of this to us today.
Oh, well, thank
and
you.
Probably on Monday it's, also.
It's a very small, I'm sure it's a very small revelation compared to everything else that we get to learn for all of eternity. But it blesses me to think of the Hebrew alphabet as 22 letters, and the very first letter is Aleph. Aleph is first. Aleph is number one. Aleph is the priority. Aleph is the strong. The Aleph is the father.
Mm-hmm.
The father. So Aleph is what we want to make the first priority in our lives. And if I were teaching this to you in person as you're listening, I would love to just have a piece of paper in front of us or a whiteboard or something so I could be drawing so you could see what I'm saying. So I just pray right now, Lord, that the words that come out of my mouth would be translated and usable for your glory.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And remember, the first part of verse 8 here is this is not a thing, not an object, not a tangible thing. Jesus says right here, I am the Aleph and the Tav. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. Mm-hmm. So we know that Jesus was from the very beginning with God. He will be forever with us. Yes.
Yes. So the Aleph being number one, if we think of all the other letters of the Hebrew alphabet being in sequential order, numbers 1 through 22, if you take number 1 and prioritize it and take it out of the grouping of the alphabet, all the numbers, if you put it first and you prioritize number 1, you take it out and say this is first over everything else, then you group all the other numbers in triplets. So number 1 is at the top and it's pulled out. Now number 2, 3, and 4 go together.
Triplets.
And 5, 6, and 7. Then triplets. 8, 9, and 10. Mm-hmm. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. You make it to the end when you're doing it in trinities like that. Okay. Triplets like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Aleph is number 1. And then 2, 3, and 4 in their triplet, if you add them together, 2 plus 3 is 5, plus 4 is 9. Then 5 and 6 and 7, if you add 5 plus 6, that's 11, and 7, that is 18. Now 18 has a 1 and an 8. If you add 1 to 8, that's 9. Okay, our first group added to 9. This group adds to 9. Second. You can do it over and over and over. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 plus 9 is 17 plus 10 is 27. You have a 2 and a 7. Add those two together and it's
9.
Again. Now, what's the significance of number 9? Number 9 is thought of as the number of truth.
Mm.
Number 9 can be twisted in any way. It can be multiplied and divided. And when you multiply 9 times any other number, and let me just give an example, 9 times 5 is 45. Those two, 4 and 5, added together come back to 9. So 9 is the number of truth. You can multiply the number 9 by any number as big as you want to make it. And it will, when you add all the numbers up again, it will come back to the number 9.
Yes.
It constantly comes back to the number of truth. And Jesus is the one who called himself the way, the truth, and the life.
And that's why the world is trying to undo the truth that we have grown up knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to undo it. And every individual, well, this is my truth, mm-hmm. or that's your truth, Kimberly. Everybody has their own truth. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. No, truth is a foundational characteristic of God himself.
Yes. Yes. Truth is Jesus. Truth
yes.
has a name.
Yes.
And his name is Jesus.
Yes.
So having that number 9 and coming back to the way, the truth, and the life, you're doing that by putting Aleph first. He's first. Father is first. God is first in our lives. Mm-hmm. How do you prioritize God? We were talking about Charlie Kirk and Erica and how they love to make that Sabbath day, put their phones in the drawer, and that Sabbath day is how they would prioritize God and
That's
say,
right.
we're not going to let any other distractions happen in the day.
That's
Once
right.
a week, they would try to reprogram their minds mm-hmm. and their homes and their lifestyle to just resting mm-hmm. and making that the priority. Now,
yes.
that doesn't have to be the way you prioritize. I prioritize by spending time in the Word in the mornings. I prioritize by praying really all day long. It's a constant conversation. That's what prayer is to me. I'm always conversing with the Lord as I'm talking to you even now. Mm-hmm. I'm asking, okay, where should we go next with these notes?
I want to say right here that Charlie Kirk is such a marvelous example for all of us, even as he's with God right now, because he realized that even though he had a mind that was curious and wide and he was learning so much, he went to Dennis Prager, who is an Orthodox Jew, and he got all he could get out of the Hebrew with Dennis. I mean, he just tried to learn everything he could from Dennis so that he could apply it to the new covenant that he had experienced with Jesus Christ. Mm. And it's just so refreshing for me to hear about people that I just want to learn. Mm-hmm. I just want to learn more and more and more.
Yeah, and we can each have that mindset and mentality with everyone that we meet.
Yes.
That there's something to learn right here in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, keeping Olive first, keeping our Father first, that is a teachable spirit, too, to keep him first. And then group all the other letters, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19, 20, 21, and 22. It's a nice package of living within the family of God. From beginning to end, we have the way, we have the truth, and we have the life. We're wrapped up in that life. And our ending, our Tav letter at the very end of the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, that is grouped right in to the way, the truth, and the life. It's part of the truth. Now, why is that important and significant? Because if we do it differently, if we decide that our thinking is going to just group God in to what we're most interested in, group him in with our priorities, and they might not be his priorities, they're ours. Mm-hmm. Group him in with our agendas and our motives in this life, our opinions. If you do it that way, and you don't set number one, Aleph, above, on top of all the others, then your number sequence goes 1, 2, 3. If you keep them in triplets, right? Mm-hmm. Triplets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. The ending, Tav, is left out there floating.
Oh.
And it's not caught up into the group of life. Now, why would I put it that way? Why would I say it that way? Well, if you count up the numbers, if you add them up, like I was doing with Aleph being first and then adding up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, if we start and we add up 1, 2, 3, 1 plus 2 is 3, 3 plus 3 is 6. Now, if we add 4, 5, and 6, 4 plus 5 is 9, 9 plus 6 is 15. 15 is the number 1 and the number 5. You add those together and that's 6. Again.
Oh, yeah.
7, 8, and 9. Let me do one more. Okay. 7, 8, and 9. 7 plus 8 is 15 plus 9 is 24. There's a 2, there's a 4. You add them together, it makes 6. Do you see what's happening?
What is significant about 6, Kimberly?
6 is the number of man.
Yes.
It's man's ideas. It's man's agendas.
Yes.
Man's opinions. Man's
judgment.
Oh, this
is so good.
Yeah.
And
so,
you were talking about when the tribes went out, Dan was always at the last.
I'll get to that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not ready to throw that in yet. Sorry.
No problem. I just think it goes so well with what you're talking about.
It does, because if we will keep Aleph first, if we will keep God first, then we have a confidence. We are secure in being grouped in, and the end of our life, the very end of the alphabet, the Tav, is grouped into the way, the truth, and the life. But if we just kind of group God in with our own opinions and our own agendas, if we just group him in that way, we don't have the confidence. The end of our story, the end of our alphabet, is just trailing out there, and we're not really sure.
That's right.
We don't really have the confidence anymore.
That's right.
And so in order to have that confidence that we really want in life and in eternity, we must put God first. Mm-hmm. We must prioritize Him. Otherwise, all those numbers that start adding up in our life end up at 6, 6, 6, 6. It's the number of man, the number of man, the number of man. And we have no confidence in that. We have no hope in that. We only have hope in our God. Yes. And so yesterday we had started to talk a little bit about the letter Tav. The letter, the symbol itself, is made up of two other letters, the Dalet and the Nun. And those two, Dalet, Nun, D and N, spells the name Dan. And Dan is one of the tribes.
Amazing.
It is. Dan is one of the tribes of Israel, one of the 12 tribes. And Dan always took the last spot when everyone would break camp and they would set out one tribe after another. Dan was always last. Tav is last. With the Dalet and the Nun, Tav, it's last. And Dan would go last, the last tribe to follow after. And Dan would be the one that was assigned to pick up all of the things that got left behind. So if other camps left something behind, if they did not remember to take everything with them, and they needed it returned, you know, mm-hmm. and you could be quite arrogant moving through life thinking, I am doing everything so well. I never That's forget right. anything.
I'm at the head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Dan was the one that would come from behind and say, oh, here, you left this. You forgot this. And he would return what was left behind. He would return that. Mm-hmm. And Dan also means judge. Dan means to judge. So here's what I find interesting. The Lord says in Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end. I go out ahead of you and I go behind you. Psalm 139, verse 5. I just love this translation. In the Passion Translation, it says, you have gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. We don't have to worry about those things that are ahead of us. We don't have to think about our future. It is the Lord that we put first.
That's right.
When we put Him first, He goes out ahead of us. You've gone into my future to prepare the way. I have confidence that my Father leads me well.
Yes.
And in kindness, He follows behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. I don't have to worry about the mistakes that I've made. I don't have to worry about the things I've forgotten. I can trust that He has gone behind and spared me from the harm of forgetting, the harm of making a mistake. Mm-hmm. I can trust that He has got my back.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Literally got my back. So Dan is the one who would come very last behind the tribes of Israel when they would set out from their camp. And he would return those things. He was the one that went behind to spare you what you have forgotten. And I just love the picture of that, because Dan in Revelation, when they get to the chapter that, you know what, I didn't write that down. Mm-hmm. The chapter that starts talking about all the different tribes.
Is that 11?
That we, yeah. I'll let you look while I'm talking.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you for that. Teamwork. But the tribes that are mentioned in Revelation, do you know that Dan is left out of those tribes that are listed in Revelation? Why would Dan be left out? He had such a significant role on this planet, in the wilderness. He had such a significant role in the wilderness of being the last one that would return those things to the rest of the tribes. He was the one called the judge. Dan means to judge. Danielle means God, because then you're adding El, like Elohim, El Shaddai, El, it's God. El is God. So when you add El to the end of Dan, it means God alone is the judge. So
praise
Daniel
God.
Is a beautiful name. And when we see that Dan is left out of all of the list in Revelation, we'll have that for you next week if we don't find it today. But when we see that his name is left out, what we realize is judgment is no longer needed.
No longer.
At the end of our days in Revelation, the revealing of Jesus, Jesus himself said, I was not sent to this earth to judge or condemn the earth. I was sent to save it.
Praise God.
And John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his son to come, not to judge it and condemn it, but to give his only son to die for the sins of this world. What a beautiful picture of Jesus.
Yes.
So this picture of Jesus, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, he goes before us and he follows behind us. He prepares the way ahead of us. And in kindness, he protects us from the harm of our past.
Yes. It even says in John 5, Kimberly, that those who do the good deeds, and that's believing in Jesus Christ, that he's Messiah, they go to a resurrection of life. Those who did bad deeds that do not recognize Jesus as the Son of God, who saved us from our sins, they go to a judgment, a resurrection of judgment. We who are in Jesus Christ never are judged as we receive Jesus.
And that's how we have our confidence in our everyday life.
That's right.
When we are looking to Jesus and saying, you are Lord, you get to have every detail of my life today. That's my right. life revolves around you.
Yes.
That's our confidence. We are no longer judged. We are loved.
We are loved. And those tribes that do not have Dan are in the seventh chapter of Revelation.
Oh, thank you
yes.
for finding that.
Yes. So it's the 144,000 that go out. And where's Dan? He's no longer judged. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Friend, you are no longer judged when you are in Jesus Christ. And I just pray that that mind that continues to judge will be canceled out in Jesus' name. You are a child of the Most High God. Enjoy him and enjoy yourself and your life. God bless you and keep you. And remember the meeting on Saturday. Call me at 1-877-917-7256.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in